Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Do you like hot summer days? Today, we're learning about a place that has the hottest summer days in the world. In Southern California, there is a very interesting place that is unusual, even in the desert. It is called Death Valley. It is a rift valley that is 140 miles long and about 10 miles wide. It was formed as the rocks pushed up from the surrounding mountains. Even though Death Valley is a desert, it is home to many plants and animals. Mesquite trees, creosote bush, and cactus grow in different areas of the valley. Most plants will not grow in the lowest areas of the valley. At the higher altitudes, juniper and pine trees grow. After it rains, a variety of wildflowers bloom. The animals that live in Death Valley are tough enough to survive in the harsh climate. Ground squirrels, rats, coyotes, bobcats, and bighorn sheep. Small donkeys, called burros, eat whatever brush they can find. Lizards, rattlesnakes, and scorpions come out at night. The land we call Death Valley was originally home to a band of Shoshone Native Americans. They hunted local animals and harvested pine nuts from the trees. They moved around frequently in order to provide enough food for their families. They left artifacts and writings on the rocks called petroglyphs. They came from Utah, hoping to find a southern route around the Sierra Mountains. These are the people who gave Death Valley its name. In the late 1800s, people discovered silver and borax in the valley, and so they started to dig mines. Borax is a compound used for cleaning. People came to work these mines and then left once the supply dwindled. In 1905, gold was discovered in Death Valley. A local town called Rhyolite was founded by the people who came to work in the mines, hoping to get rich. 10,000 people lived in Rhyolite. They had homes and businesses, a local stock exchange, and even an opera. In 1911, the mines closed. By 1916, the town was deserted. There are several of these ghost towns around Death Valley. All that is left is the ruins of empty buildings to show where people once lived. One of the most unlikely places in Death Valley is called Scotty's Castle. It is not actually a castle, and it didn't belong to Scotty. I'll tell you the story. Walter Scott was a cowboy from the eastern state of Kentucky. He moved west to be a cowboy, and he was very good at it. He was so good that he even performed in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. After he left that job, he moved to Death Valley and became known as Death Valley Scotty. He wasn't a very good guy. Scotty tried to trick people into giving him money for a gold mine that didn't actually exist. He took their money and promised to share the gold he found. But there was no gold. One of his investors wanted to come see the mine. Albert Johnson was from Chicago, and when he visited the desert, he realized that he liked the heat and the dry desert air. He decided that he would build himself a vacation home in the desert. In the 1920s, Johnson built a very large, very fancy mansion. It was filled with antiques and specially made furniture. The home was built in the Spanish style. It had curved archways, a red tile roof, and lots of fancy ironwork. He used solar heat to warm the water in the house, a water wheel to generate electricity, and indoor waterfalls to cool the rooms. Johnson and his wife came to stay from time to time, but Scotty was the caretaker when they weren't there. And so this very large home became known as Scotty's Castle. Death Valley is the lowest, hottest, driest place in North America. more than 500 square miles of the valley are below sea level. One spot, called Badwater Basin, is 282 feet below sea level. Less than 20 miles from that spot is the region's highest point. Telescope Peak is over 11,000 feet above sea level. The highest recorded temperature in Death Valley was 134 degrees Fahrenheit in the shade. Summer days are often over 120 degrees. The mountains block the rain from reaching the valley. The average rainfall is less than 2 inches a year. Some years, it doesn't rain at all. Death Valley is the third largest national park in the United States. Tourists and scientists come to see the sand dunes, the craters, and Scotty's Castle.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.